Welcome to the Sacred Garden Visualization, a meditation designed to support you in honoring the sanctuary of your feminine sexuality. You can do this meditation either sitting up or lying down. If you're lying down, lie on something comfortable and have your knees bent so you can feel your feet flat on the floor. If you're sitting up, sit on something comfortable and make sure your back is supported, so you can sit in a relaxed, upright position. Have your feet flat on the floor. Whatever position your body is in, once you're situated, allow your body now to relax. Sense the support underneath your feet and on or underneath your back. Yes, let yourself be fully supported by the chair, the sofa, the ground, the earth, just allowing all of your weight to be given to the ground. That's right. Allow yourself now to deeply breathe in and out through your mouth, relaxing your jaw, just slightly opening your mouth so your breath can come in and out. Notice that you're breathing. And just let yourself relax. Relaxation is one of the most beautiful and most important qualities of the feminine. To just simply let go. So with every out-breath, just allowing yourself to let go of anything you don't need right now in this moment. And with every in-breath, filling yourself fully with life force. Becoming more and more present and awake, yet also relaxed and comfortable. As you're breathing in this way, notice what happens inside of your body and pay particular attention to the positive sensations of breathing, relaxing, and letting go. There might be warmth, flowing, tingling. There might be gentle vibration. There might be a spaciousness. A decreasing of tension or tightness. Allow yourself to enjoy these positive sensations and let them help you to be resourced inside of your own beautiful feminine body and enjoy it. As you're relaxing like this, allow your breath now to reach the lower part of your belly, breathing all the way down there into your womb, into your pelvis, into your sexuality. Way into your vagina, which I like to call yoni. This is a Hindu word which encompasses all of your feminine reproductive organs, including your vagina. It represents divine procreative energy. and includes your ovaries, your uterus, your whole womb. You can gently and lovingly place your hands now directly on your womb, on your yoni, and just keep breathing life force into your feminine sensuality, sexuality, and power. Sensing the breath in your hands. The term yoni represents all of sexual womanhood, honoring the embodiment of divine female energy. And the female genitals are seen as a sacred symbol, a symbol for the universal womb and the source of all life. To help you access your yoni a little more intensely, you can also use the Kegel exercise along with your breathing. This involves contracting the muscles you use when you need to urinate, but hold it in. So with your next breath in, contract these muscles for about 4 counts, getting tighter and tighter with each count. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Tight, 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 and then let it go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good, good. Let's do that again. I'm going to count you from 1 to 4, and when you're breathing in, then we're going to hold it for a moment. Then I'm going to count you from 1 to 4, breathing out. Yeah? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it, hold it, and out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Very good. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it tight, 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 and let it go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. And now just let it go. Keeping your hand there if you like, or putting your hands to the side, whatever feels comfortable now. Keep breathing into your pelvic area. And bring your attention now to your third eye, the place between your eyebrows, opening your inner vision. We're going on a beautiful journey into your sacred sexuality, using the image of a lush green garden. Imagine entering the sacred garden now, allowing all of your senses to become more and more alive. Notice the texture of the surface underneath your feet as you're walking here. Hear the leaves crackling as you step. Feel the air on your skin. See the trees as you're walking deeper and deeper into your own beautiful garden. Notice, what type of garden is it? What kind of trees are there? Plants. There might be fruit trees. Yes, yes. Keep walking, keep looking, keep hearing, keep seeing, and smell the fragrance of the plants, of the flowers. It might be fresh, fruity, woody, minty, citrusy, spicy. What smells are present in your sacred garden? That's right. You may also have certain animals with you in the garden. What are they? Is there a waterfall, a river, a creek, a pond? Does the water make a sound? What do you hear? Keep noticing the sensations on your skin, your hands, your arms. All of your body and all of your senses completely open and awake. Eventually, you're walking up a gentle hill. All the way up, up, up. From where you can see the whole of your sacred garden. You look down at it and it's absolutely stunning. Happily, you sit down under a tree and allow yourself to behold its beauty. From here, up above, you see it's like a sanctuary. It holds the innermost part of you, your receptivity, your power, your joy, and also your vulnerability. And it is the foundation of one of the greatest feminine powers, the power to give life. A woman's ability to conceive and grow a new life in this very garden is an unbelievable miracle. Whether your own womb has carried a child or not, as a woman you have been granted a special kind of capacity to co-create with the divine, with God. By birthing forth new life. And that can be an actual child that comes from your physical womb, or a new life that is a project, an idea, a vision that comes from your spiritual womb, which you are called forth to bring into the world. All of this is incredibly sacred and holy. As you look to the edges of the garden, you see that there's a beautifully crafted protective fence around it that so easily blends into the natural landscape. It is barely visible, yet firmly planted in the ground. At one end of the fence is an ancient-looking, finely designed gate. As you see this, you realize you have a key to this gate below in your very hands. You recognize it has always been with you, this key, and it always will be. It is yours and yours alone. The key to this gate holds your power to decide whom you let into your inner sanctuary, into this most sacred and also most vulnerable part of you. You and you alone have the power to choose when you open your gate and when it is wise and good for you to keep it closed. You know your true power lies in discerning what you want and how to communicate that lovingly and clearly. You remember how great it feels to say yes when you know it is a yes, and to say no when you know that you need protection and a healthy boundary. No matter how inconvenient that might be for the one who wants to enter this garden. You also know you do not want to be pressured or rushed into opening this gate. Be that by the one who demands to get into your garden hastily, or by your own inner pressure on yourself. You know, when you deeply connect with the most wisest and loving part of yourself, you only want to open this gate to deep love and real presence. You want someone who enters this amazing sanctuary of yours to slow down enough to be in tune with you, to check in with your wishes, and to meet you at your deepest feminine level. You know you never want to allow someone to just use you and your body for their own benefit, with no regard to your beautiful heart, which cannot help but open when someone enters this garden. Your heart and your yoni are connected. When someone enters this garden, he also enters your heart. You know sexuality is one of the most powerful forces for divine union and communion. You recognize what feels good and passionate and sacred and alive and loving and true. And that is what you want to open your gate to, so you can safely, completely, and deeply let go into your fullest sexual aliveness. In this moment, up there on this hill, you commit to yourself to honor and cherish this garden forever and ever, come what may. Just make sure that you put your hands back on your womb, on your yoni, and make that commitment to honor the sacred garden forever and ever. You know you deserve this commitment. Take a nice deep breath into that. Love and care for yourself. Once you feel like you got a really good look at your beautiful sanctuary, you know it's time to leave your sacred garden, to walk down the hill again, all the way down, 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 getting ready to come back into your world. It's time to leave this inner guided journey now and come back to this present moment in time. Back into the space or room in which your body is sitting or lying down right now. You realize where you are right now in space and time. And come back into this body, into this moment. going to count you back from 5 to 1. And when I say 1, you're going to be back here and open your eyes. So 5, wiggling your toes. 4, wiggling your fingers and your toes. 3, starting to stretch your body. That's right. Make yourself big, stretching your arms, stretching your legs. 2, rolling over to your right side. Yes, that's it. Rolling over, rolling over. And 1, opening your eyes and coming to a seated position. Welcome back. As you're sitting there with your eyes open, just orienting yourself around the room, taking in what's with you right now in this moment, just taking a few moments. Here you are. Welcome back. And please know that you can listen to this visualization anytime you need to remember to honor the sanctuary of your feminine sexuality. Each time you come back here to your sacred inner garden, you journey into it deeper and deeper, allowing it to become more and more beautiful. Thank you.